सुभद्रा महारानी की जय, शशि गौर निताय की जय, शील प्रभुपाद की जय, शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, Text 11. Yatha jale chandramasaha kampadistaskruto gunaha drishyate sannapi drishtur atmano natmano gunaha यथा जले चंद्रमसः कंपादिस्तत्कृतो गुणः दृश्यते सन्नपि दृष्टुर् आत्मानो नात्मनो गुणः। यथा जले चंद्रमसः कंपादिस्तत् कृतो गुणः दृश्यते सन्नपि दृष्टुर् आत्मानो नात्मनो गुणः। कंपादिस्तत्कृतो गुणः दृष्टते सन्नपि दृष्टुर् आत्मानो नात्मनो गुणः। कंपादिस्तत्कृतो गुणः दृष्टते सन्नपि दृष्टुर् आत्मानो नात्मनो गुणः। यथा जले चन्द्रमसः कम्पादिस्तत्कृतो गुणः दृश्यते सन्नपि दृष्टुर् आत्मानो नात्मनः गुणः। यथा जले चन्द्रमसः कम्पादिस्तत्कृतो गुणः दृश्यते सन्नपि दृष्टुर् Vaishnavis. Yathajale chandramasah kampadistat kruto gunah drishyate sannapi drishtur atmano natmana gunah yathajale chandramasah kampadistat kruto gunah drishtate sannapi drishtur Atmano natmano gunaha Yatha jale chandramasaha Kampadistat kruto gunaha Drishyate sannapi drashtur Atmano natmano gunaha Yatha as jale in the water Chandramasaha of the moon, kampadihi, quivering, etc. Tatkritaha, done by the water. Gunaha, quality. Drishyate, it is so seen. Asan api, without existence. Drashtu, of the seer. Atmanaha, of the self, anatmanaha, of other than the self, gunaha, quality, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, translation. As the moon reflected on water appears to the seer to tremble due to being associated with the quality of the water, so the self associated with matter appears to be qualified as matter. Purport. The Supreme Soul, the personality of Godhead, is compared to the moon in the sky, and the living entities are compared to the reflection of the moon on water. The moon in the sky is fixed and does not appear to quiver like the moon on the water. Actually, like the original moon in the sky, the moon reflected on the water should also not quiver. But because of being associated with water, the reflection appears to be quivering. Although, in actual fact, the moon is fixed. The water moves, but the moon does not move. Similarly, the living entities appear to be tainted by material qualities like illusion, lamentation, and miseries, although in the pure soul such qualities are completely absent. The word pratiyate, which means apparently and not actually, like the experience of having one's head cut off in a dream, is significant here. The reflection of the moon on the water is the separated rays of the moon and not the actual moon. The separated parts and parcel of the Lord, entangled in the water of material existence, have the quivering quality, whereas the Lord is like the actual moon in the sky, which is not at all in touch with water. The light of the sun and moon reflected on matter makes the matter bright and praiseworthy. The living symptoms are compared to the light of the sun and the moon illuminating material manifestations like trees and mountains. The reflection of the sun or moon is accepted as the real sun or moon by less intelligent man, and the pure monistic philosophy develops from these ideas. In fact, the light of sun and the moon are actually different from the sun and moon themselves, although they are always connected. The light of the moon spread throughout the sky appears to be impersonal. But the moon planet, as it is personal. And the living entities on the moon planet are also personal. In the rays of the moon, different material entities appear to be comparatively more or less important. The light of the moon on the Taj Mahal appears to be more beautiful than the same light in the wilderness. Although the light of the moon is same everywhere, due to being differently appreciated, it appears different. Similarly, the light of the Lord is equally distributed everywhere, but due to being differently received, it appears to be different. One should not, therefore, accept the reflection of the moon on the water as actual and misunderstand the whole situation through monistic philosophy. The quivering quality of the moon is also variable. When the water is standing still, there is no quivering. A more settled conditioned soul quivers less, but due to material connection, the quivering quality is more or less present everywhere. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something which is glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. Yes. So today, such a beautiful purport. The conversation between Maitreya Rishi and Vidura. We will see 3 points mainly. First, what is monistic philosophy, which Prabhupada is mentioning, and how it is wrong. Second, cause of suffering for an individual soul in the material world. And third, cause of suffering for a devotee in spiritual life. You know, so the first point about monistic philosophy, you know, when Lord Chaitanya, just before Ratha Yatra, he decided that he wanted to clean the Gundicha temple. Right? And then, you know, of course he called Kashi Mishra, the temple president, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And playing the role of a devotee, he asked, I have a desire to clean the temple of Gundicha. Can I do so? So the temple president said, oh, you know, why you want to clean? You know, you just give us order, we'll do it. You know? Lord said, no, I'll do it along with the devotees. And then immediately, you know, they arranged for all the water pots and the brooms and, you know, all the paraphernalia required for cleaning. And they started cleaning Gundicha temple. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 12th chapter, beautiful description, you know, if we have to describe, it will take an hour, you know. So Lord starts the temple cleaning, and initially they collect all the dust and straws. And then after that, Lord says that, you know, let's clean again. And he again, you know, collects the finer dust particles and, you know, everything is like, you know, broomed very thoroughly. And then after that, Lord said, okay, now bring water pots. And there are hundreds of devotees, you know. There is a lake nearby, Indradyumna Sarovar. From there, they form a queue. And in the earthen pots, they bring water, you know, and they pass to each other. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, they were not saying, hey, you know, give me the pot or take the pot. They were just saying, Krishna, Krishna. Say, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. And the devotee who is passing the pot, he used to understand what he is supposed to do. The devotee who is supposed to take the pot, he used to understand what is to be done. So like this, there was a tumultuous chanting. At the same time, the cleaning was going on. You know. So everything was washed perfectly. Then Lord, with his own hands, he started cleaning and washing the simhasan where the deities would sit. And that time, one of the Bengali devotee, you know, he poured the water on lotus feet of Lord and he drank, you know. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though internally happy, just to show proper etiquette, he called Swarup Damodar and he said, you know, just see what your Bengali Vaishnava has done, you know. So then Swarup Damodar takes him by neck and, you know, puts him out. And then, you know, the cleaning goes on. And after all the cleaning is done, they clean. There is a Narasimha temple just on the bank of Indradyumna Sarovar. They clean that Narasimha temple. And then they start chanting and dancing. And as usual, you know, all devotees are, you know, singing and Lord Chaitanya is dancing. And the kirtan goes in ecstasy, you know. And it goes for a long time. And then there are incidents happen wherein Advaita Acharya's son, Gopal, you know, he fell unconscious. He's not able to revive, but, you know, when Lord Chaitanya goes and puts his hand, he says, Gopal, get up. He immediately, you know, gets up and then all devotees again become jubilant. The chanting continues. Then they go, they take bath. After taking bath, Vaninath Rai, you know, he brings Jagannath Prasad. You know, it's such a coincidence. We have our Vaninath Prabhu, you know. He cooks for Lord here also. So when the Prasadam was brought, that was enough for feeding more than, you know, 500 devotees. And that was all Mahaprasad, you know, not in cooked in devotee kitchen, you know. So, and there were rice, different types of rice and sabjis and cakes and sweets and, you know, savories, you know. And that time, everybody was sitting. Lord Chaitanya, he says that, just give me some green vegetables and serve all the cakes and sweets to all devotees. But, you know, Jagadananda Pandit, you know, says, you know, no. He puts all the opulent footsteps in front of Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya was hesitant to eat because as a sannyasi, but then he would know that if I don't eat, this Jagadananda Pandit will fast for days, you know. So then he, you know, slowly takes little bit. Then even Swarup Damodar offers the best of the sweetmeats, you know, which is offered to Lord Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya takes some part of it. And then he gives, like, you know, he tells to other devotees to serve, like Haridas Thakur, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Nityanand Prabhu, Advaitacharya. So Nityanand Prabhu and Advaitacharya, they were sitting next to each other. And they start joking with each other. So, must be wondering how from Bhagavatam we jump to CC. But you know, here is the connection. So, Advaitacharya and Nityanand Prabhu, they were sitting side by side. And they engaged in a mock fighting. So initially, Advaitacharya says that, you know, I am sitting in the line with an unknown mendicant, and because I am eating with him, I do not know what kind of destination is awaiting me. Sister, you know, said, you are Avadhuta, we don't know who are you. By your association, I don't know what, you know, where am I going to go. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as this Advaitacharya continues, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in renounce order and he does not recognize discrepancies. As a matter of fact, sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. But for a householder, this kind of eating is faulty. Therefore, it is not proper for a householder to dine with those whose previous birth, family, character and behavior are unknown. The Advaitacharya is telling to whom? Nityanand Prabhu. You know. Then Nityanand Prabhu also, you know, he also does not leave a chance. He says that, Advaitacharya, that you are a teacher of impersonal monism and the monistic conclusion is a great hindrance to the progressive, pure devotional service. One who participates in your impersonal monistic philosophy does not accept anything but the one Brahman. He continues, you are such a monist and now I am eating besides you. I do not know how my mind will affect in this way. So this way, it appears that they are kind of, you know, deriding each other. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that actually only intelligent people knows meaning behind their talks. So here actually Nityanand Prabhu, though he is telling Advaitacharya that you are a monist, actually he is glorifying devotional service and he is refuting the claims of Mayavadi philosophers. So what is this monistic philosophy? Basically, you know, soham, I am that. One devotee was mentioning that he read on a t-shirt that I was atheist till the point I realized that I was God. So the idea of, there were some gurus then, you know, one of the guru, he came to West and he said, I have not come here to say that I am God, but I have come here to say that we all are God, you know. So this monistic philosophy is very titillating, you know, in the sense it's, you know, somebody is coming to you and then you are saying, hey, you know, you are God. It's nice, right? At home, his wife may not be listening to him, but if somebody is giving him the stature of a God, it's naturally very satisfying, right? So we have to understand why it came at first. We know that the Vedic civilization was going nicely, but at one point, some of the Brahmanas, they took disadvantage of the animal sacrifices and they started killing them outrightly. So to stop them, Lord came as Buddha and he tricked them saying that don't follow Vedas, just follow me, ahimsa paramo dharma. So they stopped because that was required, but then Lord knew that actually they are supposed to follow Vedas incorrect manner. So to get back that faith, again, he sent Shankaracharya, wherein he said, follow Vedas, but everything is one. Soham, soham, I am that, I am that. So basically, the impersonal people, they say that, yes, you perform devotional service, and to a point, you realize that you are God. And then, Once you realize that impersonal Brahman, you don't have to follow anything. It is like you take a ladder, go on top, and then you kick the ladder. So, but that is not correct philosophy. That was just for time being. And then we know that again, after Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya came, Ramanujacharya came, and they said that, no, actually there is Advaitavad. You know? You are separate, God is separate. You know, this famous pose of Madhvacharya, you know, it's victory sign. It's two, always two. And then Ramanujacharya again, you know, Vishishta Dvaitavad. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, final stamp. You know, Achintya Bhedabhed. You are one in quality, but you are minute. Lord is Swarat, you know, he is unlimited. So in this purport also, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that the foolish people think the moonlight to be the same as moon, but though they are connected, they are different. That famous verse, you know, Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yatkyan avyayam Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagwaneti shabdate. That there are three levels of realizations. One is Brahman. Higher than that is Paramatma. Higher than that is Bhagavan, personal realization. And then the famous example of a train. When a train is coming from afar in night, we just see a light. After coming little closer, we see there are bogies. And when it comes in front of us, we see that there are people sitting inside. So same way, the monistic, they see only light. Krishna's, you know, Brahma Jyoti, the, you know, effulgence coming out of Krishna's transcendental body. But the personalist, they go one level up wherein they see the Paramatma feature. But the devotees, they know Krishna is a person, separate. So this is one point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about monistic philosophy, that Prabhupada mentioned, one should not therefore accept the reflection of the moon on the water as actual and misunderstand the whole situation through monistic philosophy. So this is the first point. Second point, this purport also beautifully explains reason a person is miserable in this material world. Prabhupada is giving reference to the previous purport wherein he says that when a person is tainted by material qualities like illusion, lamentation and miseries, although in a pure soul, such qualities are completely absent, he feels that pain. And he gives example like, you know, cutting off a head. So, simple to understand. I bring a new car, the most prized one, electric with all 100 features. And I do Abhishek. You know, not Abhishek, I do puja, you know, put Narasimha Dev's photo. And some guy comes, takes a stone and thash, hits on the windshield. What happens? We feel as if got a cardiac arrest, right? My car. So, has something happened to us? No. The more we identify ourselves with car, more pain we will feel. So same way, the spirit soul, he, because of his ignorance, because of this avidya shakti covering him, he misidentifies himself with this body. Therefore, though he is Satchitananda, he experiences real misery. Another example, Prabhupada gives this, right? Person in a dream, and he sees a lion chasing him, right? And he's sweating and getting up. There's no lion. But in the dream, he was about to get devoured. So why there is like, you know, there is a sweat. That means he's actually experiencing misery. Why is it happening? Ignorance, avidya. The more we misidentify ourselves with this material world and the body, more to that extent we will feel the pain. So in this, Purport Prabhupada is giving that, if the water is more disturbed, the moon will appear more quivering. But if water is still, the moon will appear still. That means, if you are in goodness, when you have less identification with this material world, you will experience less pain. Because by nature, soul, we as a soul, spirit soul, we are not at all, we are Satchidananda, right? Full of knowledge, full of bliss and full of eternity. But more we identify, more we feel the pain. So, then how to get out of it? Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. When the spiritual master enlightens us with the torchlight of knowledge, that time this ignorance is dissipated, and then we come to this, from ignorance to passion to goodness to Shuddha Sattva, and that time we can clearly see that my identification with this material world is false. So, more we realize that, more we are free from that pain. Okay. In mathematics, those who studied, I remember, college, they have, proportional to, right? You have heard this term? Identification, a misery in this material world is proportional to our identification with material body. Directly proportional to. And it is inversely proportional to our spiritual spiritual knowledge, spiritual realization. So this is the cause of misery and this is solution. Now the third point, I come to spiritual life, but there also I feel then, sometimes misery, right? Rather, sometimes the devotees feel more pain. Of course, one is about pure devotees who feel pain because, they see the suffering souls. That's beyond this level. That's not the material pain. But as a sadhaka, we feel troubles, right, while practicing. Why it's happening? So Prabhupada is giving this nice statement. He says, the light of the moon on the Taj Mahal appears to be more beautiful than the same light in the wilderness. Although the light of the moon is same everywhere, due to being differently appreciated, it appears differently. Similarly, the light of Lord is equally distributed everywhere, but due to being differently received, it appears to be different. So actually, this is the cause. In spiritual life also, what happens is that we start comparing, this fellow came after me, rather I only preached him, he's getting more mercy, why not me? What we are doing? We are receiving the mercy differently. All of us, we have mercy of Krishna, all of us, we have mercy of spiritual master. But the moment we start comparing, what happens? It's like, we are not being proper recipient of that mercy. I heard a nice statement. He said that comparison is a fuel to the engine of envy. May it be material or may it be spiritual. And the envy is a root cause of our existence in material world. So we have to be very careful when we compare. Of course, it is said that when we are materially disturbed, we should compare with those who are below us from material standards. If I feel that I don't have, posh bungalow, I can say there are homeless people. Krishna has given me a nice house. But spiritually, we should compare with those who are above us. Hey, he is such a sincere devotee. Let me become that. Right? Of course, I am speaking all that for myself. Yes. So, but what happens? Problem comes when we reverse this comparison. When we say, hey, this Elon Musk is a billionaire, why not I? Problem starts. And in spiritual life, when we compare why he is getting mercy, why I am not, problem starts. So, This Prabhupada's statement, such a beautiful, he is giving this example of moon. Though the moon, moonlight is, the last line, no? When the water is standing still, there is no quivering. A more settled conditioned soul quivers less. But due to material connection, the quivering quality is more or less present everywhere. So, if we see somebody more spiritually advanced, we should appreciate. And by doing that, what happens? Our water, quivering water, becomes more stable. And we also become more stable. And we can avoid suffering within spiritual circles. So, yeah, one is that suffering outside material circle, that yes, we understand when we come to spiritual platform, then yeah, that is, philosophy takes care of that, you know. But within, to avoid the suffering within spiritual circle, we have to understand that each one is, God's son, and each one has same mercy of their spiritual master. Depends on our, how we receive it. So to summarize, we discuss what is monistic philosophy, you know, everything one. And we discussed the conversation between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. But we saw that how Bhagavatam again and again stresses that, no, that's not correct conception. Actually, there are three levels of realizations. Brahman is just starting. There is Paramatma and Bhagavan realization. And then we saw the root cause of suffering in this material world. Misidentification due to ignorance is the root cause. And what is the then solution? Come out of illusion is to awaken by knowledge by spiritual master. And then we saw that third thing is, once we come to spiritual life, there also can be suffering if we bring in those material qualities of comparison. And how to avoid that? Again, same process, you know, by realizing that yes, you know, Krishna's mercy is available for all. It is that I have to become a proper recipient, and then I'll also get the same mercy. So with that, would like to stop. Any questions, comment? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.